This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government forces continued Wednesday to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which, again, we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
German police have arrested a British man who worked at the British embassy in Berlin on suspicion of spying for Russia. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
In a statement, Germany's chief federal prosecutor's office said, quote, on at least one occasion, he passed on documents he had obtained in the course of his professional activities to a representative of a Russian intelligence service. Both Russia's Federal Security Service and Foreign Intelligence Service did not immediately reply to requests for comment. The man was arrested on Tuesday in Potsdam, just outside Berlin. He was employed as a local staff member at the embassy until his arrest, which was the result of a joint investigation by German and British authorities, the prosecutors said. British police said in a statement that the man was arrested on suspicion of committing offences related to being engaged in intelligence agent activity.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.